Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 720 WGN. 947 is the time. I cannot believe that this coming Tuesday will be the fourth anniversary of the death of America's film critic, the great Roger Ebert. Big event is coming up this coming Tuesday to commemorate the anniversary. Joining me on the phone line right now is Chaz Ebert, Roger's beloved wife, keeping the franchise going with so many different things, the website, the Roger Ebert Film Festival, which is coming up. Chaz, good morning. Nice to have you on the program with us. Hello.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Doing very well. I got to tell you how shocked I was. I cannot believe that it's been 4 years. It just seems like yesterday that that we got that news and you know, went through all of that. I'm sure it must feel very differently for you.
Well, it does. I mean, sometimes it does seem like yesterday, and sometimes it seems like a long time ago. Time is a very funny thing. But to tell you the truth, I always feel like Roger is still with us because so many things that he believed in are still, you know, we're still carrying them on, and I feel like we're carrying them on in a partnership with him. So I feel like he's always here.
Yeah, well, one of the things that will be happening, and this is such a positive way to remember somebody, is a celebration of their life, a celebration of the kinds of things that would be meaningful to that person. This coming Tuesday, you're doing you're awarding some grants from the Ebert Foundation to 21 different organizations that are very meaningful to the Eberts, to Chicagoans, to the arts in Chicago, and if ever there was a time to give a little attention and money, frankly, to the arts, it's now when funding for the arts is in jeopardy. Talk a little about this empathy campaign that you're going to be doing on Tuesday.
You know, Roger always said that movies, when they are the most noble, are like machines that generate empathy, that allow you to walk in someone else's shoes for those 2 hours to feel what it's like to be a person of a different age or gender or race, religion, socioeconomic class. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was continue this his theme of empathy. And to me, one of the best ways to do that was to look to see which organizations around Chicago are doing good deeds that allow us to not only to help other people, but to inspire empathy. And I think, so to tell you the truth, we started out, we were only going to give grants to 5 organizations. But by the time we sat down and really thought about it, we ended up with 21 different organizations. And the Ebert Foundation is very small. It's not like one of the, you know, really big foundations. But we said, we will do what we can. I mean, Dean, I was just, when I don't know if you remember the headline of on the Chicago Sun-Times about, so, you know, there were pictures and the numbers of kids and people murdered in Chicago. And this is what we were seeing nationally. And I said, we need to change that storyline, that headline. We need to start emphasizing the good works that so many organizations are doing.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, as I travel in New York and L.A. and around the world, really, doing interviews, when people hear that I'm from Chicago, it used to be that you would hear, you know, they would instantly say Michael Jordan, or they would instantly say Oprah Winfrey, or
yes,
back in the day, Al Capone, you know, mm-hmm. from the gangster, you know, glamorizing the gangster era.
Right.
Almost always now, all we hear about, all that I hear about when people hear Chicago is exactly what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
The violence that plagues the streets of Chicago. So. You are helping lots of organizations that work with young people through this empathy, through these grants that are going to be given out. It makes a big difference. I mean,
yes, you know, there's a Donda's House, which is run by Che Rhymefest,
yeah.
And they support arts education. There's Free Spirit Media. They offer hands-on filmmaking for young people. There is the even an organization like the Chicago Film Critics Association does things that are also education based. But we also reached out to groups like 21st Century Dads, and this raises the awareness of for how important it is for fathers to be involved in the lives of children. And, you know, Urban Prep Academy, it's an all-black male high school, and they have 100% graduation rate in college attendance. So there are just so many places that are so many places that are doing good things.
Right.
The Love Foundation,
sure.
Their founder, Quentin Love, he feeds and clothes people every week at his West Humboldt Park restaurant. And
yeah, places like Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, and
yes.
After School Matters, and you know, organizations that are getting kids off the street, trying to put them into something that, you know, focuses positively. That's what this is all about. I mean, a lot of us have said this forever, that is an area that's being overlooked when we're trying to figure out how do we stop the violence in Chicago. Could stop the violence a little bit by getting some of these kids who might be drawn to gangs, who might be drawn to guns and violence,
mm-hmm.
and refocusing them into something positive like Urban Prep Academy or 21st Century Dads. Or,
you know, there's an organization that I was so impressed with, and I became aware of them when their leader was chosen by Chicago Magazine as one of the Chicagoans of the Year. It's a group called Moms Against Senseless Killings. And it's a neighborhood watch group that there is a block in Inglewood that has been violence-free and that hadn't had any killings. What those mothers do after school, they have a place where they have the kids come. They come to eat snacks after school. They come to get their homework done. They come just to get hugs. And these things, these are so important. I mean, some of them may sound like simple things they're doing, but they give the children a sense of hope, and they show them that there is another way.
Right, right. I am very familiar with the work of Donda's House, as you mentioned, Rhymefest and his wife, both
Donnie, yes.
run this organization. Right. And I've met some of these young people who are young filmmakers. They're making movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're making videos. They're focusing. Many of them have been affected by violence in Chicago, and they're taking their experience and turning it into something positive and telling their own stories through film.
Right.
So some really positive things that are coming out of this. So good for the Ebert Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, for focusing on all that. That's going to take place. The presentation will take place just outside of the Chicago Theater, where the big Roger Ebert star is right in the sidewalk. So that's going to take place at
Tuesday
morning at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Right. So if you're downtown, yeah. Take a look at that. I know.
And I have to tell you that we were going to have it in L.A. At his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, right, yeah.
We can do that next year. But this year, because I wanted to really shine a light on Chicago and what we're doing in Chicago and the good things that are happening. So that's why we decided if we're going to have one commemoration, let's do it in Chicago this year.
I think it's great that it's going to be here in Chicago. You also have the Roger Ebert Film Festival that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks in Champaign-Urbana at the Virginia Theater there.
April 19th through the 23rd.
Yeah, and I know, among others, you've got Academy Award nominee Isabelle Huppert, who will be appearing, and also a man who he had on our program last summer when he was here in Chicago, the legendary Norman Lear.
Oh, yes.
Is going to be there. Come listen to Norman Lear speak. He's, what, 90? I think he's
like 94.
Something. He's so amazingly articulate and funny. And
he's so sharp.
Brilliant.
You did a great interview with Norman Lear.
Yeah, it's just so great, and great that he's going to be there for that. I know he's a huge fan of Roger as well.
And so, he's still fighting the good fight. He still talks about things like, you know, liberties and getting people together rather than dividing people. And he is not very happy, as you can probably imagine, with the our current president. Not that I wanted to talk politics, but another reason that we're doing this on Wednesday, you know, we have something like the Shakespeare Theater, and there has been a proposal to eliminate the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts.
Right. So, I mean, it all ties together. You can take a look at RogerEbert.com and get info on the film festival and all else that's going on. Otherwise, it's Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock just outside of the Chicago Theater. Chaz, have a great Sunday today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.